This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In Dallas, tuning in on YouTube. So Faiza, this is new. We're streaming on YouTube as well. So special salams to the YouTube folks. Junaina, thank you very much for your kind words. All right, we'll begin. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Take one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala amma ba'd. Welcome to today's episode of Taraweeh Truffles. All right. So the verse that we're dealing with is in Surah At-Tawbah. Is in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 128. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لقد جاءكم. And this message was to the Quraysh. And obviously it's for all of humanity. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That certainly a messenger has come to you from amongst yourself. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ. It's grievous to him that which you suffer. I'll explain inshallah ta'ala. I know these English translations are hard to understand what's being said. It's grievous to him is what you suffer. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, he is concerned over you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, with the believers. رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, he is kind and merciful. So this is a very beautiful verse. And you know, right off the bat, I want to, you know, just tell you that sometimes, even in the English, when the English, it's like the translation is so fancy, translation of the meaning of the Quran, so fancy that when you read it, you don't really understand. What I like to do, basically, is just tell you what you just read, but in more simpler language, people, we don't say grievous to him as inshallah ta'ala what's going on. And this, by the way, is our first broadcast to YouTube. So just a special salam to anybody tuning in from YouTube. We're happy to have you. I haven't been on YouTube forever, but it's nice. Rafin, I see you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to Quraysh as someone from amongst them. And if you think about this, if the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, this is Mecca, this is Quraysh, and then somebody comes from another country and says, hey, I'm a messenger for you, and they would reject him. Or another tribe even, and Quraysh wouldn't accept somebody from another tribe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that he's one of you. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Quraysh that he's one of you and you know him, you know, for example, his lineage. So you know who his father, grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, he's from Quraysh. And in fact, from the highest lineage of Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know who he is. Min anfusikum, you also know his truthfulness. Min anfusikum, you know his truthfulness. So it's not somebody coming from out of town, from another country, and you don't know his background, or you don't know his story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody knows Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better than you people know him. You know his truthfulness, and you know his amana, his fulfilling, his oaths, and his promises. And I want to take a moment here to talk about the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you remember, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first received revelation, when he first received revelation and he was told to invite Quraysh to Islam, remember he climbed on the Mount of Safa. And when, if you've ever been for Umrah and you're standing there facing the Kaaba, that's the same location and the same direction the Prophet ﷺ stood when he spoke to Quraysh that first time. And his statement was, if I told you that there was an army behind this mountain, behind this hill, would you believe me? And they said, yes, we would believe you. We've never in our lives experienced you to tell a lie. We have never experienced you to tell a lie. And so that they know who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and never in his life did he ever lie to them. Never did his life. And what was really beautiful was when Abu Sufyan went to the Byzantines, the Romans, and he spoke to Heraclius, the Roman ruler, Hercules. The hadith is in Sahih Bukhari that he asked him questions about this man, this messenger. And Hercules and Heraclius asked Abu Sufyan, and Abu Sufyan wasn't Muslim at that time, and he said to him, "Did you ever accuse him of lying before he came out with this claim that he was the messenger of God? Was he ever accused previously of lying?" And Abu Sufyan said, "No, he was never. They've never experienced a lie from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Okay. Then at the end of that hadith, it's a very long hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Then Hercules says to Abu Sufyan, "I asked you earlier if you ever accused him of lying before he stated what he said, what he now says, and you said no." And Hercules said, "Consequently, I knew that if he never lied to human beings, if he never lied to humans, he would never, if he never did that in the first place, he would never lie about God. If he had never lied to human beings, that is not his character. He would never lie about human beings. He would never lie about God." And Abu Sufyan even says, later Abu Sufyan became Muslim. And Abu Sufyan, this conversation with Heraclius, he said, you know, it hit him in his heart that, you know what, I should become a believer. This is from our own people. This is our own messenger. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. So Allah is telling us more about the characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his leadership. Now, when you think of some leaders, historically, leaders looked at their people as something to be used for something else. So it's like the leaders didn't care about their people. The people are being used for something for later. But you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is for Quraysh and all the believers that, to understand that the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his messengership is for your benefit. That he is here sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take care of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ, that when you are hurting about something, when you're suffering in something, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffers also because of the suffering. So if something hurts you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hurt. If something pains you, it pains the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you remember the hadith of the ummah is like one body, that if one part of it is in pain, the rest of the body sleeps with a fever and feels that pain. It's this collective, like we all feel it as an ummah, that the whole ummah feels this pain. That was the characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is telling us also that this is how the ummah should be. Al ummah, this is how the ummah, his ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ, that it hurts him what hurts you. It pains him what pains you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also give us and bless us with that characteristic about caring about other people. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ is when somebody is concerned over you. The translation you'll see there is, yeah, it's concerned over you. And hadith means like he really wants good to come for you. You'd say in Arabic that somebody is hadith, like their hadith is, I know it's translated as concerned, but they're following up. They're really concerned about this. They care about it very much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَدِيثٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned over you. And so what is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerned about? He's concerned with hidayatikum. He's concerned with your guidance. He's concerned with you perfecting yourself, perfecting your characteristic, perfecting yourself in your life. Wa sa'adikum, for you to be happy. So this is حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, that he's concerned over you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And with the believers, the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, that he is kind and merciful, meaning he loves you the believers. And you see that with the Prophet ﷺ, as he said to the Ansar ones, he said, I'd never have any khair, any goodness with me, except that I would share it with you. The Prophet ﷺ said that to Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So it's just one verse, a short reminder, inshallah ta'ala. If somebody has questions, I'll take a few questions for another 5 minutes and then we'll be done. Yamama says, Haris also means guard. Haris, is it Haris with a seen or a saad? I wonder. Yamama, it might be a different word. I'm not sure, but I think it's a different word, a different root word. I'll check it out. Somebody said, can you mention this hadith number? I don't have the hadith number. I guess you're talking about the story of Abu Sufyan. It's right at the beginning of Sahih Bukhari. It might be like within the first 10 hadith of Sahih Bukhari about Abu Sufyan, if that's the one you're talking about. Rafin says this, you know what? This Ramadan, I heard the entire Touched by an Angel Juz'amma series and I loved it. Jazakallah khairan, it helped. Hey, what do you guys think of this? This new cool thing, right? I can put these, throw it up on the screen. Now, how do I get it off? You know, I don't know. Good question. Is Surah At-Tawbah named after the Tawbah of the Sahabi Ka'b ibn Malik? Allahu A'lam, I actually don't think so. I need to check it out, but I don't think so. I think the Tawbah is about, because it starts off with like bara'a, like it's a declaration of thing, but it could be. I don't know that. I need to check that out a lot. Question Shah Bana says, if my husband has debt from before we got married, can I give him a portion of my zakat? So you can give zakat, inshallah ta'ala, to somebody who it's not your responsibility to take care of them. And if your husband and he's Muslim and he's in debt and he needs to be relieved of this debt, can you give zakat to him? The answer is, inshallah ta'ala, yes, you can. Maria says, with the masjid closings, how do you recommend one to pay zakat al-fitr? Is it still $10 per household member? So zakat al-fitr is paid in food, and then sometimes it's calculated in number. The masjids tend to have like distribution of the zakat al-fitr. That's kind of like what it is. So you pay the money and then the food is bought and then it's distributed. And maybe those, I'm pretty sure the masajid will probably still do that this year. But if not, then pay it online. I'm sure somebody is distributing zakat al-fitr online. Find somebody that's doing that online and be a part of it. I mean, let's get somebody from YouTube. Anybody from YouTube? It's our first time broadcasting on YouTube. We don't got any questions from YouTube. But okay, Bint al-Qadr, I think you mean, what should you do if you feel like you're losing the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you feel like you're losing the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously that's from your own. First thing that comes to mind is doing tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repentance. Because one of the problems with when we commit sins, and we all commit sins, but it puts like black rust on our hearts. And if we don't repent from these sins, then the heart seals up eventually. And so we want to turn away from sins or wash ourselves from sins by asking forgiveness. You know, another thing that comes to mind is charity. And the Prophet ﷺ said that charity extinguishes Allah's anger just like fire extinguishes water extinguishes fire. So maybe somebody comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with charity. And I'd also tell you that as I prepare these tarawih truffles, I get a chance to go through tafsir and look over the verses. And sometimes I'm tired or I have other things to do, but it's very calming and relaxing for me to spend time with the Quran in such a way. And so I'd encourage you to read more Quran and read tafsir or read like translations and try to understand what's being said. Inshallah ta'ala, you'll find. that your heart will become softer. And this is cute. Sanya says, my three-year-old loves to say tarawih truffles with you. Tarawih truffles. Zahra says, is Laylatul Qadr night the same for the whole world and all parts of the world? And the answer is yes, it is. There's only one Laylatul Qadr. So it's not like this country has a Laylatul Qadr and that country has a Laylatul Qadr and stuff like that. So Laylatul Qadr is one night. Allah. And we got a YouTube comment. Nice. To the YouTube people. It's like a new country. Welcome, YouTube. Ahlan wa sahlan, YouTube. If you made dua istikhara to go to a particular way and it doesn't happen, and then you go the other way and still don't, and it still doesn't work out, what do you do? So you're saying I could go right or I can go left. So you prayed istikhara and you go, and it didn't work out, and then you went the other way. You went left, and it also didn't work out. Then what should you do? Get on with your life. Just go do something else. So both paths were closed down. That's life. Closed down. Go find a third path. In life, there's not only two paths. There's three. There's four paths. There's five paths. There's lots of things you can do, inshallah. In general, I've noticed these kind of questions where it's not really a question for like asking a sheikh. Like, it's not like I know what you need to do, but it's more like a personal development. Like, hey, this is my life. I found a hurdle, and I've been blocked by two things. How do I get past this? I just need to, and I call it hurdles because hurdles require us to jump higher. I don't say wall. I don't say block. I say hurdles for myself because it's a metaphor that reminds me that when I face a hurdle in my life, what's required from me is that I need to take two steps back, look the hurdle in the eye, and then go a little faster, and then jump higher. Allah requires more for me, that this effort that I'm putting in, it's not good enough. I need to put in more effort. That's my attitude when it comes to hurdles. Wallahu a'lam. So the question is, what do you need to do to make a third option, fourth option, fifth option, and keep going? All right, 1 second. I just need to check something. And pick. I still have some more time. Thanks. When we make dua, we say, Allah, you know what my dua is. Please grant it to me. Can you say that? So here's the thing. Even if you didn't make that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you need. Sometimes you don't even make dua for it, or you make dua for some things and Allah gives you what you actually need instead of what you made dua for. So if you make a dua, like, I don't know if you're taking Visionaire with us, Mishu, if you are taking Visionaire, if you want to make that as one of your dream dua's in the Visionaire program, the way I talk about it, then no, it's not going to work. But if it's outside of your Visionaire dua's and it's like a normal dua, like, oh Allah, you know what I need, so please grant it to me, then it's okay. But generally speaking, I would say you want to be, I don't want you to be lazy, if that makes sense. Be lazy in like, oh Allah, I don't know what I want, so just give it to me. So it's like, what is that? Come on. Rabbana atina fi dunya. It sounds like it would be better for you to say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Oh Allah, give me goodness in this life, goodness in the hereafter, and protect me from hellfire. That sounds better than, you know what my dua is. So give it. I'm looking for the next question. Mahmoud says, can a son give zakat to one's parents if they are in debt, provided the debt which the parent has taken was some unknown reason, probably to help another child? Generally speaking, Mahmoud, if your parents need assistance and you're the son and you can't give zakat to them because it's your responsibility to take care of your parents. So you're the son, your parents need help, and you're helping them out. Inshallah ta'ala, you'll be rewarded for it, but it doesn't count as zakat. I gave the example of a wife giving zakat to her husband because it's not the wife's responsibility to take care of the husband. But in this case, you're talking about son and your parents need help. You should be taking care of them, like Islamically responsible. You can't give zakat. You can't count it as zakat in such a situation. Muhammad Ahmed, can we follow translation of Quran in Salah? No. In Salah, you need to recite Quran. Translation of Quran is actually a translation of an interpretation of the Quran. That's why there's multiple, like, different words and stuff like that. So the translation isn't, it's not Quran, and it's just a translation of an interpretation of the Quran. It's actually a translation of a tafsir of the Quran, if you will. So that being said, you can't recite it in Salah. No. All right, other questions? Ayaz says, where do we ask questions? You can just type it, Ayaz. And you know what's interesting about Ayaz? Ayaz is tuning in from Periscope. So we got Twitter here too. Not only YouTube, but we got Twitter. Our first time doing like Twitter as well. So special salam to Ahl Twitter, the Twitter world. Patricia's question says, should we continue to fast if we broke fasting by fighting or cursing? So fighting or cursing doesn't break your fast. Doesn't break your fast. It may diminish the reward of fasting, but it doesn't break the fast. So if you're getting into a fight with somebody and you're swearing and this and that, and you tell them, you might as well just start eating because your fast is broken, that kind of thing. Your fast isn't broken. It's the reward is being diminished by committing sins like that. And fasting, may Allah forgive us. We all commit sins. You just do tawbah to Allah. Your fast, which is another sin. Instead, you want to say that I repenting to Allah, that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know what, I made this mistake yesterday, and today or tomorrow I'm going to work harder, 10% more harder or 20% harder to make sure that I don't lose control once again the way I did this day. And inshallah ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our tawbah. Ilyas's question. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Wa alaikum assalam. Ilyas, where are you coming from, Ilyas? You said your English isn't so good. If I don't know how to read Arabic, can I read the Quran and still get the same reward for every letter? So I don't know what you mean if you can't read Arabic, but you're reading Quran. Are you talking about reading it in your own language, or are you talking about reading Quran with mistakes? If you read Quran and you're slow, the Prophet ﷺ said, and you're trying, the person who's trying like that gets double the reward. So you will be rewarded. If you're talking about reading Quran, but a tafsir or a translation of a tafsir in your own language, do you still get rewarded? I don't think you'd get rewarded as if you read Quran, but you would be rewarded, inshallah ta'ala, for seeking knowledge and trying to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reward is there. It just may not be the reward that you're talking about. The reward you're talking about, you want to maybe go to a Quran class, and I'm sure there's lots of them online, and say, you know what, my whole life I don't know how to read Quran in Arabic, and I would like to learn. I'm sure there's, you know, hundreds of places online that would be happy to teach you, inshallah ta'ala. alive. Bilal Ahmed is from Periscope Twitter. Special salams to the Twitter folks. I feel like it's like hockey night. I mean, people are tuning in from different East Coast, West Coast. Yeah, I want to make sure that the hockey season comes back. Okay, so Ilyas is saying, sorry if I read the Quran in English. So yeah, if you read it in English, that hadith about, you know, with every letter you get a reward doesn't apply to this, but you will get the reward for seeking knowledge and trying to understand the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not contemplate and think over the Quran? So when you are sitting and reading translation, trying to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you're actually implementing that commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're trying to contemplate and understand the Quran. So you definitely be rewarded for that, inshallah. Let's say there's like two questions left. We got this question from Periscope, from Twitter. Is Twitter still happening? Does it still exist? Is it possible to know what our standing is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If he's happy, angry at us, etc. So obviously you're only going to know this when you die. So when you die, you will know this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. However, that being said, you know, a question that comes up is, how should you move through life? Should you work as if Allah is happy with you? Should you work as if Allah is angry with you? Or how should you move forward in life? And that's the concept of fear and hope. When they say khawf and raja, fear and hope. Fear and hope is, you know, you fear for the punishment, or you fear Allah is angry with you, and your hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, meaning that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy and pleased with you. That you hope for that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And please, so you actually need both of these things. So Ayaz, it's not that, so some of the companions and were given glad tidings that Allah is pleased with them. And that's a very large status, right? So what you're saying is like, how can I get that status? Like being told Allah's happy with me and I'm gonna go to paradise in the dunya. Which is very, it's a very high, lofty status. There were only a few people that were giving like glad tidings like that. But even those who did receive those glad tidings, they still acted as if, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praying all night, crying, standing up all night in prayer. Aisha radhiyallahu anha says, why are you doing this when Allah has forgiven all your past sins? So he's already promised paradise. Why would he do that? She asks him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shouldn't I be a thankful servant of Allah? So the fact that they're promised paradise and already, you know, Allah is happy with them doesn't slow them down from their good deeds. It actually is even an encouragement, and they keep going even further, maybe having more strength, because they know if Allah is pleased with me, then I can never fail. Like if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they just keep moving forward. And sorry, that last part of I can never fail, I don't think that they would live their lives like thinking like I can do whatever I want and I can't fail. I don't think that was the thought process. Wallah. We got 2 minutes left. We got Ayaz with Twitter saying Twitter is still in, Sheikh. Yes, alhamdulillah. I specifically said, as we set this up and to be able to broadcast, I said, hey, I really want to get Periscope. I want to get on Twitter because I haven't been on Twitter forever. So I'm really excited that the Twitter folks are popping in. It's a good one. My daughter said you reminded her of a hamster when how you said, well, you might as well eat. Well, you might as well eat. Does your daughter know about Master Hamster? Does your daughter know about Master Hamster? Master Hamster is from the Cat Ninja books. All right, so Maz wants me to answer Islamic family. Let's bring up Islamic family. Last question. From Islamic family. It says, if we see a perfect situation and then offers to Hara and things become difficult or don't become easy, is that a sign that we must not pursue that anymore, or we should continue to pursue it because logically it makes sense, usually seen in proposals or business decisions? Okay, so you're talking about what if I see like really great business. So actually, you know what? In life, life has hurdles. Life has hurdles. That's the nature of life. So I used to ask myself the question, what's the difference between, it's the same question you're talking about, but this is how I framed it. If I pray istikhara, and am I expecting that life will have no hurdles after that? And if there are hurdles, does that mean that my istikhara said no? So this is how I approach it. And this is my own personal thing, Islamic family, how I would approach it. And I go like this. I look at the hurdle that I'm facing, and I look at, like, there's two types of hurdles. There's the natural hurdle. You know what? You want to start a business, and there's hurdles at the bank, or there's hurdles with, you know, customer, whatever, right? Those are normal hurdles, and it's part of the journey, which is fine. But then there's other hurdles that are, like, slam the door completely shut like a vault. Like, there's no way this is happening. Shut door. There's a bear. Like, I actually wanted to do some business thing. And then I had a dream. Obviously, I prayed to Sahara. I had a dream. I had a dream that I was driving down a road, a dead end road in the forest. And there was a bear at the end of the road. And the bear was telling me, turn around and go back. So I was like, dang, that's a very serious type of message. And I had that dream in Medina. So I took it seriously. So that, do you understand what I'm saying? All right, guys, it's been fun. Alhamdulillah. We'll check this out later, see how it went. This is the first time we have streamed onto multiple platforms. I want to welcome once again our folks from YouTube and our folks from Twitter who joined us today, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah, if it worked out good, we'll be streaming also these Tarawih truffles daily at this time. So half an hour ago, whatever time that is in your in your part of the world, inshallah ta'ala, that's the time we'll be streaming every day, inshallah ta'ala. Tarawih truffles during Ramadan and afterwards. We've been doing that during this these lockdowns. Muhammad al-Sharif daily community huddle, sending you peace and love all around the world. This Muhammad al-Sharif finally looking at, hey, I didn't find out if I was actually coming in back to see if Shama, if your daughter had heard of Master Hamster. We need to know, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bye. Bye. How do I shut this off?